From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting international backing for unity in Libya. An international consortium of 17 countries and four world bodies meeting in Rome Sunday affirmed support for a UN-backed plan to establish a unity government in Libya. Among those in attendance, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We are determined to make the most of the fact that the majority of the House of Representatives and a majority of the GNC have come together ready to sign an agreement. And they refuse any longer to be blocked by one or two people or by the individual politics. They are determined to speak and move forward for Libya, and we are determined to support them in that effort.
Libya's two rival governments are preparing to sign a unity agreement in Morocco Wednesday. An agreed-to communique calls on all parties to accept an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire once the deal is signed. The meeting comes amid growing international concern about Islamic State's presence in the North African country. In Central African Republic, voters went to the polls Sunday to pass judgment on a new constitution, but violence and intimidation kept many away from the voting booths, with at least two people killed and several others wounded. Hamadou Gadobi braved the violence in his Bangui neighborhood to cast a ballot. He says, "We truly want to give our government and our state a second chance to use all of their means. We should all go vote today." If approved, the new document would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. Presidential and legislative elections, already delayed, are scheduled to follow December 27th. Thousands have been killed, hundreds of thousands driven from their homes, since Muslim League of Rebels briefly seized power. This is VOA.